Hi, I'm Stefan Aiskens. I'm an Azure Specialist and a Microsoft MVP. I have a particular interest for artificial intelligence. I have been involved in several AI-related real-world projects in the past 3 years. Therefore, I want to share some lessons learned and, of course, some technical bits with the community. Please follow me on Twitter, as I'll keep sharing extra bits and I'll be announcing the upcoming of new episodes. This course is made of multiple episodes, and some of them might not be recorded yet by the time you watch the current episode. The course explains some fundamental AI concepts and will slowly increase in complexity with real-world examples and concrete business scenarios that could be relevant to your enterprise. You will learn how to create and consume Azure Cognitive Services, as well as how to educate more advanced services and specialize them to fit your specific needs. No technical prerequisite is necessary, as I will try to be as exhaustive as possible in my explanations. However, the course is primarily intended to developers, but part of it is accessible to non-developers as well.
Now that we built a chatbot using most of the NLP-related APIs and that we saw how to categorize incidents based on end users' screenshots thanks to the custom vision services, it's time to see how to add speech to this bot. We'll see several flavors of speech services and we'll see how to fine-tune speech-enabled bots with speech priming.
Don't worry, my voice hasn't changed since the last episode. What you just heard is the overview of this episode explained by Benjamin, a speech synthesizer made available by the Bing Speech Service. I thought it was a funny way to start a speech-based episode. It's a bit upsetting for me to see that this guy speaks better English than me, but unfortunately for you, I'll take the floor over. Azure Cognitive Services offer multiple flavors of speech services. The Translator Speech API enables real-time speech translation. The Speaker Recognition API allows you to authenticate users using their voice. The Bing Speech and Custom Speech APIs can be used for live speech recognition, also known as speech-to-text, and speech synthesis, also known as text-to-speech. We'll focus on the Bing Speech service. I originally intended to cover custom speech, but I'll do it in another episode, so stay tuned. Before we see how to deal with speech, let's recap the different features you can expect from a Bing Speech Service instance. You can send audio streams to the Bing Speech API to get a text transcript as a result. Note that for the time being, only WAV files are supported, but it seems that MP3 is on the roadmap. You can enable live speech recognition, meaning a live text transcription of what someone is saying. You can use speech synthesis, which will generate voice over a given text, as you heard in the overview of this episode. Beware that speech service comes in two flavors, the REST APIs that can be called by developers using the HTTP protocol, and the client libraries which uses WebSocket. It is useless to mention that WebSockets are not only faster, but also not as limited as the REST APIs. We'll focus on the WebSocket approach in this episode. I'm now in the Azure portal and I already created two distinct instances of the Bing Speech service. I created two instances because I want to show you the difference between a chatbot with speech priming enabled and a chatbot not using speech priming. So I duplicated everything, including the bot itself. So I simply created another message endpoint and I registered another bot that targets the same code base and the same Lewis model. If you haven't watched my previous episodes and if you feel a little lost, just watch episode 2 and 3 of this series. So to refresh your memory, here are the few steps required to create a cognitive service. Click on New, type Cognitive Services, then Create, and then choose the Bing Speech API type. Next, you need to choose a pricing plan and associate the service to a resource group. Once created, remember to grab the subscription keys. Here is a recap of the steps required to enable and test speech with chatbots. You first need to build an HTML page or to clone the entire WebChat control locally. For what I want to show, cloning the WebChat control isn't necessary. You typically do that if you need to change its behavior or if you want to customize its CSS, for instance. For the demo I'll make, using the online version of the WebChat control is okay. Then you'll have to enable direct line channel and copy the secret key, as this is the way to connect the WebChat control to our chatbot. At last, you'll have to decide with which speech engine you want to work. Note that the below link explains what I'm going to show you, but on top of it, I'll make a comparison of the different speech options. For this demo, we're going to see Chrome's built-in speech recognizer in action. Then we'll see the Bing speech service without speech priming. Note that priming is enabled at bot level, not at service level. Then we'll see the Bing speech service calling a bot for which priming was enabled. I will show you how to get there and the concrete effect of priming against the code base of the bot we built in the previous episode. I'm on the GitHub repository where the sample HTML page is provided, and I'm gonna take a local copy of it. I start Visual Studio as an administrator, as I'll save the file in a secure location. I'm creating a new HTML file, and I paste the content I copied from the repository. I save the file in the folder that I will use later when I'll create a new IIS web app locally on my PC. If you have already Node.js installed on your machine, you could follow the instructions given in the sample page. If you haven't IIS installed on your machine, you could decide to publish this page into an Azure web app or use IIS Express that's part of Visual Studio. So there are plenty of ways to serve this page. Choose your preferred one. The only thing you can't do is using the file protocol, as it's not compatible with the web chat control and speech. Okay, that said, I create a channel line folder inside of IIS Webroot and I save the page into it. The sample page defaults to Google Chrome's built-in recognizer. So now we need to grab a direct line secret to get us started. I'm now in my bot's configuration page, the one we've seen multiple times up to now, and I've already enabled the direct line channel. If it's not enabled yet for you, just look for this channel and enable it. Once enabled, you need to grab the secret that we will use to test our HTML page. Okay, we have our page saved locally. We have our secret. Let's now create the local IIS web application. I start INET Manager and I create a new web application. I choose my channel line folder as target folder, and I choose an arbitrary port number. You just need to make sure this port isn't already used by another process. So my web app is created correctly, and I see my HTML page as part of its content. Now I can launch that page in Chrome. Remember that we're using Chrome Recognizer, so this wouldn't work with Internet Explorer or Edge. I transmit my direct line secret as a query string parameter, and sure enough, the web chat control shows the mic icon. When clicking on this icon, I get a security warning from the browser because I'm activating the speaker. Now, I'm gonna ask something to my chatbot that is related to its capabilities. Remember that in the previous episodes, we built a chatbot that deals with different kinds of things, and among them, the chatbot is able to respond to IT-related questions. Who can help me with IT? So, here as you can see, Google didn't recognize the word IT. My chatbot understands that this question is related to the expertise lookup intent, but no entity could be extracted from this phrase, since IT was not recognized. Okay, let's now copy our HTML page in order to test the Bing speech service without speech priming and another page with speech priming enabled. I'll show you how to enable priming later, but I first want to show you the effect of priming. We've just seen that the Google engine didn't recognize the word ITIL. Let's have a look at the default behavior of the Bing speech service without priming. Remember, I told you in the beginning of this episode that I had duplicated all the components, meaning the bot, using the same code base, and I have two different instances of Bing speech service just to make a clear distinction of the test I'm doing. Okay, I copy the subscription key of one of my speech services. In noPriming.html, I first clean up some code to keep only the part that deals with speech service, where I paste my subscription key. No, I go back to my other bot where priming isn't enabled and I copy the direct line secret, which I transmit as a query string parameter to my non-priming page. Let's now try to ask the same thing as with Chrome's recognizer. Who can help me with IDLE? Here we see that speech service did also not recognize the word IDLE. Its understanding is even quite far from it. Okay, back to my speech services, I am now copying the subscription key of another standard speech service. Similarly to what we've just done, I update the code accordingly. I'm now back to my original bot, the one for which priming is enabled, and I copy its direct line secret, which I pass as a query string parameter to the priming.html page. Now, if I ask the traditional question, who can help me with IDLE? We clearly see that IDLE is this time correctly recognized. We're going to see why in a minute. Okay, as you could see from this very specific example, the Bing speech service talking to priming enabled bot performed better than the other speech options. Why is that? Let's first see how to enable priming and then I'll tell you why it's working better. I'm in my bot setting page and if I go down to the speech recognition section, I see a list of Lewis models that belong to the same account as the one I'm currently logged in with. As you can see, the first line refers to the application identifier of an unlisted model. It's unlisted because I created it with another account, but I can perfectly add non-out model as long as the bot's code is plugged to it. Now let's switch to the Lewis model in question. As you can see, the app identifier matches the one I added in the speech priming section of my bot. If I navigate to the expertise lookup intent, I'll see a few iterances I used to train my Lewis model, among which my example was ITIL, which is recognized as an entity. If you don't know Lewis, just watch my third episode where I explain in all details what you can do with it. So why is speech priming better? Simply because it optimizes the speech model in order to take into account your business jargon defined at Lewis level. Moreover, you see how easy it is to activate priming. Chrome's built-in speech recognizer is free and does a good job, but it's a generic recognizer, not tuned for your potential specific business needs. Bing speech together with speech priming is tailor-made for your business jargon. The better your risk model, the better your speech model. I hope you got it by now after all these episodes, but data is key. Same goes for Lewis. The more utterances, the more accurate will the model be. In the next episode, I'll be talking about custom speech service, yet another service to build even more specific business models. Don't hesitate to follow me on Twitter and to share your thoughts.